Okay, so I'm Nicolas. I'm managing engineering team in Mandriva. And I have the big task also to speak with the Mandriva community and make things going well together. We were speaking with Vincent from OpenSUSE some months ago about one problem we have in both distribution, which is having up-to-date description for packages, means summaries and descriptions. It's a big, big problem for newbies coming to Linux because they just can't find the application they would like to install. So we put it on top of the list of our to-do list last summer, and then it went up, down, up, down. And we didn't find any time finally to work on this project. So we thought Fosden was a nice place to work again on this project because there are some people from a lot of distributions that could help to see how we could make this project work. So Vincent is going to give you some more details about what we would like to do during these few minutes together.
Thanks. So, should we go to the next slide? Yeah, well. So, we have some slides ready, but we don't want to do a talk about that. We want to have a discussion with you and to try to come to know what other distributions are doing, and we want to try to work on a plan on to fix the issue we're talking about. So we made some slides to explain what we are aware of and the what we have identified as potential solutions or implications and stuff like that. But those are only a basis for discussion with you. So first, I guess it would be nice to know who is in there. I know that we have Richard from Fedora, so we have at least one Fedora people. So other Fedora people, raise your hand, please. Three people. Do we have some Debian people? That's three people too, cool. OpenSUSE, that's me. Two, wow. Yes. We have many Mandriva people, but they're just here to look nice. Do we have Gentoo people? One person? So maybe you will be able to help us. Any other distribution I didn't mention?
Caixa Mágica from Portugal, Portuguese Linux distribution.
Cool.
Yeah. And
Ubuntu. Oh yeah, Ubuntu, excuse me, yeah. But
Mark Shuttleworth's distribution.
We expect that that will be shared with Debian actually, so that probably wouldn't be an issue. So yeah, don't hesitate to talk, and so I'm sorry for the people who are going to look at the video because it might not be that useful for them, but we want an interactive session. That's really the main point. So yeah. So we decided that to start, we just wanted to tell you how it's working in Mandriva or how it's working in OpenSUSE, and we hope that you're able to tell us how it's working in your distribution. So, yeah. So I think we're starting with Mandriva. So,
Okay. Here is how we are working in Mandriva to manage translation. Rather on summaries, because we work on summaries and descriptions, but description is just a big mess, not up to date at all. So I will just speak about summaries. So we have kind of a script that extracts at regular time the strings from spec files. So we just pick up the summaries for all packages. Then it's just very classical way. We generate PO files for localization team. And all this is committed in SVN. This is the first problem for us because we don't have any easy to use solution for translators. They have to edit by hand and commit in SVN, which is the first for us, the first major problem. Then all this translation goes in one package. We call it MDV RPM summary in our distribution. This is a big, big package. I think it's something like 20 mega, something like that. And in all our installation, so we rebuild the package, and we install it by default in the core packages of the distribution, so that it can be used by our GUI RPM DRAC and the CLI tools, which are RPM and URPME. So these tools are patched to get these strings, so that when you use CLI or GUI, you can get the strings translated. Nice work.
So I'm happy to be after hand, because I can say for OpenSUSE that we're more or less using the same process. No need to talk about that forever. The main difference is that instead of installing a package on the machine of the end user, we just put the translation in some metadata file that is used by Zipper. So we don't install a package, it's just that Zipper is going to fetch the data that is needed for translations. That's the main difference. So we were wondering how other distributions are doing that, and we know that Debian is translating the description of packages. Not quite sure how. At some point I looked at that, but I forgot. So if you want to give an overview of how your distribution is translating descriptions of package and summaries of package, please be our guest and raise your hand, just talk. If anybody knows. So I see that Richard is saying, oh, I don't know, no idea about Fedora. Cool.
Yeah, at the moment, the packages descriptions in English are distributed in the packages file, which is what's downloaded by apt and other tools to give you the list of packages for you to install. And through various tools, I think it's a web-based tool that is translated, and apt now knows to download a file called translations, which includes the translations for just your language. And that's roughly how it works.
So yeah, I think it's a bit similar to what OpenSUSE is doing, more or less. Reach out. I didn't know how I would have to run.
I can shout.
Yeah, shout, please.
For Fedora, we've got like a specspo package. So about once every 7 years, all the descriptions get put together. And then maybe two or three translators translate some of the summaries, some of the descriptions into other languages, and put it in this not updated specspo package, which hardly anyone uses and isn't installed by default. So for Fedora, it basically doesn't work.
Cool. Happy to hear that. Okay, any other distribution?
Well, not really on the technical part, but at Fedora I work on stuff which is unlike software, which is usually made by English speakers. I work on stuff which is packaged but originates in local regions, and very often the description on the upstream website is not in English. And when I found, or I do myself, a package for this kind of material, well, the English description, which is done by the packager, is very poor.
Yeah.
And the translations of the very poor description are even worse. When they exist.
So for people who didn't hear what he said, there are some packages for applications which are developed by people who are not doing the application in a specific language, not in English by default, for example. So the website is not in English. And so when you package that and you write a description for that package in English, you just put some crap because you don't have a good basis. And so, yeah, that's true, indeed. Anybody else for that?
Also, one thing package kits do is taking the desktop file, so it's got like a hacking metric on which Apache is desktop file for a package, and then if the package is installed, reads the desktop file, the sort of default desktop file, and tries to use some of the settings from that, which is also a giant hack, doesn't really work.
Okay, so what's next? I forgot. That was supposed to be the
okay, so we are a bit confirmed in the thing we have that this work is basically done in a very bad way at the moment. And this is because usually this is a very huge workload. I mean, in Mandriva, for example, we have translator team working on it and trying to have these summaries up to date. But even for the main repository, which is not the full repositories, there are a lot of lags inside. So that's why we spoke together with Vincent and just had in mind, what about sharing this between distribution, having some kind of common database for these summaries and description. Well, this is big work because it means we work with a lot of distributions. So the point now for the coming presentation is, what does it imply? The point today is not find a final solution, but we would like really to have some concrete conclusions so that we can set up and start on this project for real after FOSDEM. So we have listed some problems we can see for now if we start this project. And this is we would like to see them not as problem, but a part of solution, so that the final solution could be workable for the distribution who would like to join us. So it's not an obligation for now. We'll try to work on this with at least Mandriva and OpenSUSE. And the most distribution, the more distribution we are, I think, the more profitable it could be. So we saw five problems. This is not exhaustive, so if you have any other comment to add on this page, then just feel free to comment this. We'll just have some comment about all this one. So initial merge, I mean, we have to start. Then the existing policies in all distributions, the differences in packaging and managing sub-packages, the managing of strings freeze in release in cycle release, which can be a problem, and some social considerations.
Okay, so as you've seen, if we want to work on that, one of the first step would be to have the same descriptions and same summaries, because to have the same translations, to share the translations, we have to share the text first. And right now, the first issue with that is that, well, we have descriptions in all distributions which are different for the packages. So we would have to choose one description which would be the best for each package between the description in Debian, in Fedora, in Mandriva, in Ubuntu, in OpenSUSE, in whatever. Which so that's what we call the initial merge. What should we start with? What should people translate? Because we don't want people to translate the current description of all distributions. So it's a bit difficult because there is some arbitrary choice to do there. And since everybody has already some history with some infrastructure and blah, 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 different teams, there is a social issue, and then we have to also decide which one is best. So that's one of the first steps we would have to solve. And so what do you think about that? How do you think we should handle that? Is it important to choose since the beginning for all packages what would be the best description among all that? So we have two comments.
The main consideration, I guess, is how many strings are there to translate and how much time does it require to review each description to be translated. I guess this is too huge and you have to make some compromise. As a former translator, I wouldn't feel bad if my translation would be abandoned and the open source description be kept. I mean, there has to be a starting point, and in my humble opinion, that doesn't prevent someone to continue contributing to translating, but in a wider team to work efficiently.
Okay, so I assume that for most of the packages, there is an upstream project, and I'm aware that now there is some effort in creating some format for storing project data. The dope. So I was thinking to have the upstream put some patches that each upstream project have a description, and then some rules like this is the developer files, because I think that in both Debian and in both RPM the package is the same. You have the binary and then you have all the headers and all the development packages. And I don't know if there is in Debian there are data and binaries, so have some conventions about how to add. So besides, because in Debian you have this is the main packages and the description for the development is just the development fork, and usually the description is just copied from the main package.
So you have the description of the main package and then some small sentences.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, yes.
So you can just concatenate into strings.
Yes, and yeah, and us in Debian, each package has somehow like three parts. So there's a summary, more second part, and the whole part. So something like to create some section like the main description and then the purpose. So the project from which the package belongs to. And then the special, it's the package contains data, contains development, contains translation, for example, something like that.
Yes, I think a good starting point would be to have an online website like what Drupal is doing. Currently for Drupal, you can translate strings online. There are a website where you can choose to be either a translator or a reviewer. And you can, of course, never review your own translated sentence. And I think it's a good entry point to ease the process of translating first, so that even new users without much knowledge can translate strings. And that's, I think, something which would be very interesting to have.
How does this solve the merge problem? The merge, because I think that the question was about what strings.
Yeah. The thing is just that the community, the reviewer, reviewers.
You have Fedora, you have Debian, you have Ubuntu, you have Ubuntu, you have OpenSUSE, which each one has different translation.
Yeah.
So sometimes they overlap, but.
But don't you agree that we should choose one common summary?
Which one?
So community should choose.
Fedora, obviously.
Not my group.
Yeah.
You can put it some kind of online voting system or something like that.
That doesn't scale. I mean, yes, but that doesn't scale because we have, what, Debian has 20,000 packages.
I'd say the right description is the one upstream uses.
Yeah.
I think fundamentally this needs to be an upstream problem. Because upstream knows that the description changes, they've got all the infrastructure in place for the POE, they've got the translators already. So I think translating the GLOBE file is a very, very good idea. And that gets you half the way there on the sort of on the certainly the GNOME key desktop UI stuff.
Yes.
I think
so it's XML and we have tools to
extract. Yeah, exactly, XML, the IAM,
yeah. It's like it's difficult for the desktop.
It's a very quick fix. And it gets you, I guess, 10% of the way there. I think with this, what's going to be tricky is, I know in packaging point of view, it's very difficult to get people to agree on packaging names. So getting people to agree on package summaries, descriptions, sub-packages, number of sub-packages, whether it's bevel, dev, whatever, it's going to be really tricky.
Yes, but I assume that 50% of the package, they don't have sub-packages. So there should be a good start to have the upstream. We should start from upstream. From there to see.
I think when you're installing something, if you install Firefox, you know you install it. So you can get that from the upstream description, don't follow that. I think if you're doing sub-packages,
thanks.
If you're doing sub-packages, I think it's less important that the translations are accurate, or it can just say libraries for concatenation.
Yes.
I think that's
so just some generic strings for library, for data, for
binary. Yeah, I think that would work really well.
I agree with that.
It destroys that a little bit, but go on. Do you want to?
No, well, I think that in practice, why are descriptions different in different distributions? Usually, that's because the description on the upstream website sucks. So everyone is inventing something to fill in the blank. So if there is a project to help upstreams make good descriptions, because upstreams do not always have the capacity to do a good description in a good language. Well, for our purposes, good language is English, because all the translated things know how to translate from English to something else. If you inject a very good description, which is not English, in the process, nobody knows how to handle it. So a project that would propose good descriptions in English to upstreams, the right size, not too long, because too long is not manageable. Well, that could help a lot, without any technical automation behind.
I think that it's difficult upstream because you're in the room because you're people representing distributions, so you have that problem. So I think it's to the people who are leading distribution to solve that problem. Maybe I was proposing to upstream people to centralize some type of information, but that's something which needs to be led by the distributions. And you have precise constraints in terms of the size of the line for the summary, the size,
format,
and the format of the header, etc. So you cannot leave that to upstream because they don't care. I mean, I'm an upstream program manager. I don't care necessarily. In that case, I care, but because I'm here. But I mean, generally, most of the upstream projects, they don't already care about packaging. So why would they care about the summary line of one package? Don't have any clue of why is it a problem and why you should be translating the command. So I think you need to lead that activity and to find a way to centralize in a place upstream string in English and good translation, whatever is the content of the translation is not a big problem, to make it easier. And if the project proves to be useful, you will gather a community of people interested by developing it because they will see the benefits of having such a project in place. And I think that API, probably for what you want to achieve, is really important.
Just to add this, I think there is two problems here. It's the form and the content. We should find a way so that the content can be also improved by upstream projects. I don't know if you would use this kind of tool, for example, if you see that the summary or the description is not good enough, are you going to go and use this tool to improve it? That's a question. So this is one of the big question. The next slide, we have already started to speak about this, is about policies for content and format. So just a few words about Mandriva. We have some rules, even if it's very basic, because we use a tool called RPM Lint, which is used when you upload a package and check some rules on format. Bruno was speaking about it. I think it was about the size of the line, having a point at the end of description, not in summary, and this kind of things. So then you have a well-formatted description and summary. And we have some very informal checks on maintainers' mailing list. We have some maintainers very picky on the description, and they help just to well format this kind of text. Looks like, speaking with Vincent, that OpenSUSE is using also RPM Lint, so they have the same kind of check during upload of package. Maybe Debian has some kind of tools. I don't know, Debian developers? Sorry? Similar? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Other distribution?
Yeah, Debian as well. Well, Ubuntu, but same thing.
Okay.
Linting doesn't check for content, does it? I mean, it's really rudimentary checks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's basically the same as RPM.
Yeah.
Okay. Fedora? Do you have any checks, tools checks on this?
RPM
Lint also? Yeah, okay.
The point is that you don't have to stick to a single distribution's format, huh? Simple things like the number of characters on a single line,
yeah.
And they don't really have to be specified. You just have a paragraph which can be upstream,
yeah,
specified on a single line,
yeah,
and be processed to be 64 lines on for your random distribution.
Why we put this in on site is just because some distribution has some policies. So when you want to merge in an upstream project, then you have to just to list what is existing at the moment in distributions, what can be generalized to help in checking these descriptions. Then it can be personalized in all distribution. Other distribution, maybe we didn't ask. 10.2. Oh, he's sleeping. Sorry.
Everybody's building.
I mean, the tool doesn't have any just plain text and uses designs for the packages, so there is no such thing anymore.
Okay, so it looks basically that we have some format checking rules, but nothing for the content, which is quite hard to do also to have automatic rules. Okay? Next point?
No, we're watching for typos.
Yeah?
We're watching for common typos in description. That's
yeah, yeah, for typos, yes. We could have some tools on it.
I already checked for typos, common US typos, and it checked the aspect and ocean.
Apparently, I don't really check for typos.
Okay.
So
you have tools for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, typos.
Come on.
Yeah, use all typos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
Another question.
Oops, sorry.
Well, I can shout. You also have to standardize on a single spelling of English, since there are what, four spellings for each basic English?
American
English.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we use in GNOME, so
yeah,
that's
problem.
Why I'm saying that.
What about just using C? C.
Yeah, C. Yeah. But that's American English. So actually, we already discussed a bit about that.
So how to handle distributions which have sub-package for some package, but they don't have the exact same sub-packages. So since we only have 10 minutes left, we might be able to skip that. Just to summarize what people already told about that, it's probably possible to have a main description and then to use some boilerplate to say that this is the library for blah blah blah, those are the development files for this library, blah blah blah. So that's probably, we might be able to make this more or less automatic translations. So that could help not have duplicated work there too. But that will be something to keep in mind. So I'm just moving fast because we don't have a lot of time left. Unless you want to say something else on this. No, okay, cool. So one other issue that we have to keep in mind, that a lot of distributions are releasing at the same with the same development cycle, like more or less six months. But then you have also distributions which are using long development cycles, like the enterprise distributions. We have OpenSUSE, which is using 8 or 9 months. I forgot actually. And so we might not have a string freeze at the same time. So if we fix, for example, a description of a project, of a package, this will break the translations. And this might make some distribution unhappy. So we might have to use branches or stuff like that to make sure that the translations are always usable for somebody, or just something to keep in mind, actually. That's not a big issue. I think it's just merely a technical issue. But that will be something to implement.
You can manage it like every other project. I mean, having a release cycle and publish regularly some stable release of translations.
Yeah, maybe.
And
yeah, but well, I mean, yes, except that you would have to have a string freeze still. So
you don't have to align it with the distribution.
No.
Just let them pull whenever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like they do with regular upstream.
I agree. The point is that if you change the description.
That's for the different distribution to import the change.
Yeah.
When I want.
Whenever distributions push
back. Yes. The thing that, okay.
And distribution can make patches as they do already for other packages.
Anyway, so you seem to see that there's no issue, so
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Always cool. So we can skip it. Let's move. Let's move on.
Okay, the next one we saw, and not the easiest one, is about social consideration. Wanted to be very optimistic in this title. Working on this on such kind of project is having many different localization teams on one language. If I take the Mandriva example, for example, we have one representative for each language managing some people around him. And in this little team, they can disagree on, for example, on one string to be translated. So what about having people working together from Debian, Mandriva, OpenSUSE, Fedora, and many others, and managing maybe such kind of disagreement of translation content? How about managing the string which will be chosen for the final decision? Someone spoke about vote, but maybe how to manage.
So, from my point of view, if this distribution will like to share these strings, it's just like they share the upstream code. And then we should put this translation upstream. So if to do the translation upstream, and that's how we will solve the problem.
And what if upstream has no translator?
If it's
so for no translator for this language.
Any project don't even do any localization.
Yeah.
So for this you have to.
But it's a project in itself. It has to be managed as a project in itself.
You have the translation
not have any impact on all the other
projects. So if the project is not translated, you have the description which is translated, and you install it, and it's not translated, then what's the point? I mean, we want to have the full translation from desktop file to...
You have a lot of package which don't display any user visible strings. So you want to translate the package descriptions, but there won't be any user visible strings, so there's no translation. That's why you have something.
I assume that...
Also, no, there are some packages which don't have any visibles, and they are still present.
GNOME has a localization interface with a lot of package which are just upstream. There's no localization team have to get solutions.
Well, okay. Then we should all sit together and create an inter-distribution team. If one follows, that's just the only way to
do it. Okay, so this is basically about the dispute resolution, your question, and arbitrators usually work well. I manage a translation community for MediaWiki, and we have the odd dispute, and whenever I see a dispute, I ask the people fighting what is this about, and I make a decision, and they adhere to it, and if they don't, they leave. you cannot fight over this indefinitely. Then someone has to make a decision. That's my take, at least.
So what you propose is a kind of board, making some decision in case of conflicts.
That's why we have so many distributions, because people. So I don't think that.
We think we put it at the end of the presentation, but we think it may be the most difficult thing to manage in this kind of project. It should not be an obstacle to have a good result.
Don't take yourself too seriously.
Okay.
In general, sometimes you have to let go.
Okay, so you say, just let people manage this themselves. Okay.
I think putting the translations upstream falls down pretty hard with packages like the kernel. I can't imagine there's going to be a kernel.dope file committed which is translated into 200 languages. I can't see that ever getting upstream. So I think that's where it needs like a dual approach upstream in some respects, if it's available. Otherwise, fall back to something like this. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Any other comment on this point? Okay, so thanks for these first comments on this slides. Yeah.
Do you have a mail list or contact?
Yeah, that's what we were going to speak about. So now we have this first discussion. So we're interested, in fact, to have real and concrete result on this. So for the guys interested in this project, maybe we can meet just after the conference and take your name and mail address and open a mailing list, first mailing list. Then, of course, there will be a public discussion and this and so on this project. But maybe we can start with a few people interested making some summary of this conference and see how we can plan the very first steps for this project.
Yes, and also maybe the guys from Debian are not here, but we should definitely ping them.
Well, if you have some contact that of people who could be interested in this, we are very interested in it. Yeah.
You should also use the distributions at freedesktop.org
to
make an announcement so that people who are here sharing with the distribution could join.
Yeah, sure.
Is there any translation project?
Translation project? Meaning?
Is there already a tier?
There is a translation project, I think, which is working more or less fine.
But I guess Free Desktop could be a nice place to host this project, yes.
Okay.
I'm the one after a thought. So.
Oh, okay. So you're taking time for yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so if you guys are interested, just come after this.
So just to get a quick feeling, do you think that it's worth doing that? What do you think?
I
get some yes.
Raise your hands
if you think it's one thing we should do, try to do.
Cool.
So that's mostly a positive feedback. So that's cool. Claudia? So go and see Anne if you want to. Well, I'm supposed to have a talk now. So any last comment from anybody, someone?
It's a matter of priority. Getting the upstream English descriptions right and fixed first is a very important first phase, which can be started almost immediately, while the second part, actually translating it, can be done in a matter of a month, year.
Okay.
And also doing translation, I think that we all already have the experience of all the other teams. In Debian, we have to adapt popularity information, and it is used to have a priority on the trade. So we can use that's the problem is agree on something to share, because otherwise it's just the same.
And how to manage to the transition phase between the time when you'll have only a few translations and when you handle this and other translations.
Just like any other translation.
I think it would be help to each distribution to decide how to when to adapt that and when to use it. That's my feeling.
As a lot of projects on free desktop distribution are free to use it or not. It's not an obligation because otherwise it will not work. So we just start, have a strong base, save them. Ask for translation, then distribution are free to use it or not. We can have a planning then to see we will start with this kind of package and try to make some translation in time. But yes, distribution are free to also to make some priority on it. This is quite hard also to decide. Okay.
So thanks everybody. I hope you will join the bot, and now you have like 1 minute left if you are not interested in working with GNOME upstream. So